When was the last time that you checked in on how your organizing system and ways are feeling and working out for you and anyone else that it may be affecting? I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of the daily tasks and responsibilities without pausing to assess whether our systems are still serving us the way that we intended them to and effectively. Taking a moment to reflect on our organization methods can really uncover what's not working, highlight areas for improvement, and ultimately enhance our productivity and well-being. So whether you're downsizing, decluttering physical spaces, optimizing your digital workflows, or fine-tuning time management techniques, then evaluating will ensure that our systems and whatever you're doing is aligned with our goals, and evaluating our needs is really important as part of this whole process. Now, if you're brand new to our podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. If you're not, you know that we have an entire episode devoted to step six within our six steps of organizing almost anything, which I will put in the show notes. And step six is all about evaluating. Stepping back and evaluating your organizing system in particular so that you can fill in the holes and just make sure to do a check-in. But for today's episode, what we're going to do is we're going to do a quick little exercise on questions to ask yourself within the evaluating process and or when you're stopping in between each step. So we here at the Organized Flamingo, we have seven steps, right, of organizing almost anything. And in between each steps, there's a tendency for us to stop just naturally because you're flowing, right? Like you organize either one room or you sort it and then you stop. And those are really great opportunities for you to sit back and evaluate as well, not just waiting until the end of your project. So for today's episode, we've got a list of a couple of questions. Like I've got like four questions for you that you could be asking whenever you're taking these breaks to do these check-ins for yourself and for the people that are using this space to ensure that you're not getting overwhelmed and that whatever flow you're using is, and whatever system you're using is actually working and making life better. So let's go.
Welcome to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. I am your host, Stephanie, a professional organizer and productivity expert. Ready to explore the right organizing and productivity solutions for you? Yeah? Well, then let's go.
Okay, so before I give you the four questions, there's about four of them, and there's one that has like a part A and part B. But before I give you the questions, I want to just explain a little bit about why I'm doing this episode, even though we already have like a step six, like evaluate episode. So this one is more of a gentle, like a gentle check-in with yourself. I think what happens when we're organizing or we're feeling like we need to do something to be more productive. Like, okay, you understand that there's some inefficiencies in your life, in your processes, or if it's work or personal or whatever it may be, you feel like really overwhelmed and you know that there's like holes that you could be filling in with a better system. And so our tendencies then tend to be like, okay, let me just go and declutter, or let me just go clean this out, right? Like you just go into go mode and you don't ever really get an opportunity to ask yourself some really healthy questions along the way. And so what I'm hoping with this episode, which is a little different than the evaluate episode, is that these questions end up being part of your whole process the entire time. Like you're just doing these really gentle reminders. Like it's not a step that you have to follow, like steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's just more of questions that you're aware of at the end of the day. Maybe, you know, when you finish doing like a mini little decluttering sprint or something, and that they're just kind of part of who you are so that they can become a habit and you're doing these small little check-ins along the way and you're giving yourself some wins and reflecting, not just like as a big event, but as daily actions. So that is kind of the purpose of this episode. It's one of our check-in, quick and easy, implement pretty quickly in that you don't have to wait for others to go in and get inspired or have to go do a project. Like you can just do this on your own. If you're listening in the car, maybe you're driving, like this is a great opportunity for us to just like sit back, relax, maybe pause after I ask the question and just ask yourself and note what is working and what's not. So that's what kind of episode this is. I'm really excited. Also, at the end of the episode, I'm giving some announcements of what we've got coming up at the Organized Flamingo. Some really fun workshops are coming up, and just in general, give you an update. So if you stick around, we've got that at the end of the episode. All right, so let's go with our questions. Okay, so question number one is about the progress and being able to measure the progress. And it's, am I making tangible progress? What this means is reflecting on whether you've accomplished specific tasks or milestones that you set for yourself, and how are you measuring that? Are you just, you know, it could be something as easy as, yes, I do. I have a list, a virtual list or a physical list, pen, paper, that I have, and I cross things off, and that tells me that I made progress, that I finished, and that makes me feel good. Or maybe you're noticing improvements, but you can actually measure it, okay? So we don't have to be super structured in this. Like, you have to have this goal meter, you know, one of those like on your wall or something, or it doesn't have to be this deep question. It just means, can you see the progress in some way, shape, or form? It's very important that you have a system that tracks that you're making progress when it comes to organizing and productivity. Because if you can't see it, then you don't know if it's working. You can't, it's easy for the days to go by or the moment of the project to go by and not see if anything worked. And also, you're not able to see what didn't work and change that, because you could be doing something over and over and over and not realizing that that's what's holding you back. Maybe that is what's giving all those, you know, the piles of messes that you have. And so I'll give you an example. I'll give you more specific examples, so I don't keep rambling on just like the question itself. But if you have, so we're going to tackle one of the big ones, which is like the closet, which is a very common place for things to get clutter. Our closet is a representation of our daily lives as well. It's one of the places that is a representation of our daily lives. The reason that is because that is one of the areas that you're in almost on a daily basis, right? You get dressed there, put away your clothes there. And I don't mean like walk-in closets. I just mean like closets in general. So it could be your dresser. It could be the areas where you grab the things that get you ready for the day. Most likely your clothes. And at the end of the day, you go and either put them away, or that is where you will be grabbing the clothing that takes you to the, you know, to go to sleep or whatever. Maybe like there it's a transitional place that you're in all the time. And that is why closets tend to be a place that gets cluttered very easily. That is overwhelming for a lot of people, because it's a representation of a place that you're in every day, and you're in it almost every day. So that is why, one of the reasons. Okay, so a closet is a place where if you're starting to see that you organized everything, right? Like, okay, you hired an organizer, or maybe you did it yourself. You did a whole decluttering sprint or project for over the summer, last summer, and you were ready to tackle the new year, whatever it may be. And you folded everything so nicely, and you followed the file method, which everything's just perfectly aligned, and you got the bins and you got the dressers. Okay, it looks beautiful. And then 6 months down the line, you just went right back to how you were before. Meaning, maybe you started piling clothes on the corner. Maybe now everything's out of shape again, and you're wondering what happened. Like, you were so organized, you were ready to tackle it, and now it's back to where it was. Well, here's the thing: when it comes to tracking your progress, if you're seeing that area is going back to the way it was all the time, then that is a really good indication that maybe something needs to change. Obviously, the flow of the space is not working for you, for your natural tendencies. Maybe you're neurodivergent and you're not able to do the whole folding perfectly. Maybe you lose your patience. Maybe that's part of, you know, who you are. The timeline doesn't work. You're not a morning person, so therefore you need to grab and go. Whatever the reasons, you know, we have all these episodes that talk about all these other subjects. But if you don't have a way to track if it's working or not, you're just going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to feel like you're failed, like whatever you did not work, and it's going to not feel great. So I want you to somehow track your progress in a visual manner. What does it mean to be organized? What does it mean to be organized 6 months from now? Something that is tangible. Are you crossing off a list? Are you making a progress? Is it every night for you? Maybe every night it's putting all of your clothes away. That is a tangible progress. That is something you can see, you can feel, you can track. You check it off at the end of the night. Yes, I put away my clothes in the hamper, you know, the dirty laundry. I put away my other clean clothes. And that to me is some kind of tangible progress. If you need a little help with how, like what kind of tangible progress that could be for you, give us a call. We have our information down in the show notes and we can help you through it. It will look very different for different people. And we, of course, need to understand what your personal preferences are and what will work for you. But at the end of the day, though, am I making tangible progress and how am I keeping track so that I can see the progress in some shape, way, or form? All right, let's go on to our second question. The second question is more of a question that you get to ask yourself, and it can be open-ended. Okay. It's not as concrete as the first one where, okay, what is my progress? Am I doing? Am I keeping up with it? This one's more a feeling. And the question is the system working for me? We define organized as being able to find the things that you need or are looking for when you need them as efficiently as possible. Notice how I said efficiently. That could be as quick as possible. You know, it could be just the best way possible. It doesn't also mean that it has to be this like marathon or sprint or competition that, oh my gosh, I have to find something in 0.5 seconds. That's not what that means. It just means efficiently. It means, okay, I know where to go find it. I don't feel overwhelmed. This is like an efficient manner, right? So this question about the, is this system working for me, is really revolved around, can I get to the things that I need to get to when I need them or when I want them in the most efficient way possible? So is this working for me? Is whatever is the storage room that I'm using to store my holiday decorations, is that working for me? Because come the holiday season, when I need those things, do I get overwhelmed? Do I get angry and frustrated and all of the negative emotions that come with being, you know, frustrated? And if that is the case, whenever I need to go get my holiday items, then maybe that system is not working for you. Maybe that storage area is not working for you. Maybe the storage area has stairs. I'll give you my example. Like mine has stairs up and downstairs. It's in the basement. And we used to keep it in a shed, but we no longer have, well, we have a shed now. That's a whole nother story. We, in our past house, we had a great shed. And then in this house, we did not have a shed. So we had to store everything down in the basement. And we recently have built a shed. But it's not for those items. So anyway, that's like a specific example, right? Like that's for me. And so we have to put everything down in the basement. It is very frustrating because there are stairs to go up and down. We do a lot of like outdoor decorating and stuff, and have to go up and down these stairs to go get those items. It's also in the corner of the basement, which is not ideal, but that's what we have, right? So I am very aware that the system is not working for me. I do need to change it. So that is on my to-do list. So that is an example of that. But is the system working for me so that I can go get the items as efficiently as possible when I need them? And so that's the question centered around this. And if it's not, then maybe it's time to change it. Now, because this is a very like a check-in question, this doesn't mean that you go and change everything about every system that you have. This is just more of an awareness question. Is this even working for me? Why do I keep doing this? Your reasons might be, well, I don't like it, but it works for me in my life right now. Because I, you know, in this phase of life where maybe you have toddlers or children or small children, the area, it has to just kind of work for you. We were actually at a dinner with some friends and they were talking about how they have like a multi-level house and they would love to keep the family, like the main living room, kitchen area more, less toys and just more simple. But you know, the mom was just talking about how, well, that's great, but the kids live here too. And they're in the living room and they're in the kitchen as well. And they bring their toys up. So we have baskets so that we can put them away at the end of the night in those rooms, even though we would love for them to be toy-free, that's where we are in life. They're small children. They want to play. They have boundaries. But at the end of the day, they're children, right? And you know naturally that is where they will be leaving their toys. So why not just offer a solution where they can put them away? Much easier than making it like a whole thing, go down to your playroom and put them, you know, like instead of making it a whole thing, she's working with what she's got. It works for them. Is it perfect? Is it what they ideally would want? Maybe not, but it works for them. So this is one of those questions where it's just a very light way to do a check-in with yourself and be realistic about if your system is working for you. The next question is all about feelings. And this is really truly a very simple, am I feeling less stressed or overwhelmed? So is this less stress or more stress? This goes back to the question. Remember how I said that one of our questions had an A, B? This goes back to the question that I just addressed right before this. And it's all about the feeling. It's reflecting on whether your organizing efforts are contributing to a reduction in stress and overwhelm, or are they in control of your tasks and commitments? Like, are they charging the way? Now, this is where it gets funny with some people that are very competitive or you're trying to build new habits. These check-in questions that we're addressing today should be very light-natured, should be just reflection type of questions, not necessarily a habit-changing question. Because if you are trying to change your habits, then this question is a check-in question, but you're going to be more intentional about it. Because if you're trying to change your ways, there is an entire process to that. It's changing your behavior. It's changing learning how to do something to begin with. If you don't know, if you've never done that before, organizing is a skill. So that's one great example, right? If you're trying to all of a sudden be this minimalist, well, that's a whole skill that you need to build and you need to learn. Then you need to build and then for it to become a habit. And so if that's like a whole nother process. So this is more about just feeling like, is this whole thing making me less or more or less or more overwhelmed? Because it defeats a purpose if it's making you feel more overwhelmed. So do a little check-in with yourself. Like, you know what? I got and purchased this entire bin system because it looked really nice on Instagram, on some social media platform. And you know what? It pisses me off. Every time, I'll give you an example. Again, for me, on my own personal, I remember I had these bins and they had the clasps at the end, you know, the ones that like kind of click. So not just the bin, just the top of the bin, like these had actual clasps on the end, but that was a whole nother extra step. And I had to press it down in order for it to clip on the side. And that was one side. And then the other one would pop up. I would get so overwhelmed. The thought of having to go and put stuff away in that area that had all these bins would really stress me out. So then I just didn't even put stuff away because in that section of it's like in the basement area. And I just didn't even end up putting stuff away because what I was up against was that I was getting frustrated over putting stuff away in these bins. And the frustration that came over those darn snaps on the sides was making me avoid going to put stuff away. That is not a good idea. It was making me more stressed. So once I started to ask myself these types of questions, like, why am I even doing this? Then is when I decided to sell them. Maybe it doesn't frustrate somebody else. Maybe somebody else is looking for these bins. And then I ended up getting some very simple traditional bins that just had the lid and you just pop it on. They were a little bit more, but much easier to put on. I didn't have to like go through the whole stress level. And so my system works better for me. So that is what I'm talking about. Just is what I'm doing making me less stress? I hope so. That's the entire purpose, kind of, right? Of being more organized, not more. And if it's making you more stressed, maybe that system is not for you. Maybe that lifestyle of a system is not for you. And that is why there's other systems for you to pick from. So do that. All right. And the last question is all about adapting to change. This is a good check-in question for every day in general that life, whenever life kind of changes a little, your schedule, life events, chapters in life, whatever it may be. I mean, our life just changes every day. So this is a really good question to ask yourself. when you're feeling really frustrated about something you've worked really hard to do. Maybe it's your kitchen, maybe your kitchen pantry, maybe your kitchen area. You would like to be more present in the kitchen. Like we just be more maybe healthier lifestyle. Maybe your eating habits. Maybe you're just not preparing food ahead of time, or just really doing the minimal. Whatever your priorities are in the kitchen in general, right? That led you to be more organized. Maybe have like a better system in your kitchen. That is a really good example of, okay, you did it, and then maybe life changed. You found out that now you're allergic to this, because during the process of decluttering, downsizing, organizing, a lot of life revelations come to fruition and come to light. Things that have been buried, no pun intended, come to light and come up. And then you start learning more about yourself, about your space, about your loved ones. So adapting to change is really important, and making sure that at the end of the day or at the end of your project, you're just asking yourself, I am adapting to the change, right, of today. Because just because I set out to do this very specific task, am I being so hard-headed that I don't want to change it because I was all of a sudden in this like kick to make it exactly how it was supposed to be. If you're a competitive person, I get it. If you're type A, I get it. But also just make sure you're giving yourself some wiggle room to adapt to changes that life throws at you. And the understanding that as you're doing an amazing job with your organizing progress and project, that some stuff will come up that you were not aware of. And that is okay. That's just part of the progress. You address it, adapt, and move on. So those are our questions for the week. I hope that you make it a habit and that you are kind to yourself. Do some self-reflections every so often so that you can stop and enjoy what you're doing as well. And you get to pat yourself on the back and see the progress, the amazing progress that you're making. So I hope that these reflection questions were helpful. Okay, so I talked about some updates of what's coming up at the Organized Flamingo that I think is of value to you and you would be interested in. The first one is that we've got some workshops that are coming up. Our first one is in May, is at the kind of mid end of May. I'll put it in the show notes. So come join us. And it's an entire new series. They're called Organize and Cherish. So Organize and Cherish workshops. And it's actually an entire new side of the Organized Flamingo that you haven't seen before. I mentioned a couple of episodes ago that we are having a bit of a focus on our more on the sandwich generation, the people, the multi-generational generations in life, in family dynamics, where you inherited, you are now in possession of a lot of stuff that have been handed to you. We have quite a bit of that in our community. So we are doing that a little bit more in our in-person services. So our Organize and Cherish workshops are part of that. Those are free workshops where we talk about and guide you through some exercises on how to manage and declutter or downsize, if that is something that you're, if that's a goal of yours, all of the stuff that you've inherited in some way, shape, or form from maybe your loved ones or through the process of downsizing a loved one, or maybe now you are now living under the same household, and so you now need to address the amount of stuff, the abundance of stuff that has come to you. So we will be addressing those topics. So head on over to our website, either theorganizedflamingo.com or organizeandcherish.com, and you can learn all about our workshops. We also have our one-on-one strategy calls, our planning calls, and our one-on-one plus 3-month check-in calls. Information on there. So feel free to browse there. We also have some freebies for you to download. The freebies are meant to help you in your organizing journeys. Of course, one of them, the newest one that we've got going, is the Compassionate Conversation Action Cards. And these are cards that help you address and talk about tough letting go and organizing questions, either with the loved ones or a loved one, or with yourself. So these are all compassionate conversations and discussions that address the compassionate piece of it, but also understanding that something needs to be done with the physical stuff. So those cards will help you with that process. And that's it for this week. Until next Monday, happy organizing.
Thank you for listening to the Organized and Productive Podcast with the Organized Flamingo. If you enjoyed today's episode, I would love it if you'd leave a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. It helps with letting people know that we're here. For full show notes and resources, head on over to theorganizedflamingo.com/podcast. Happy organizing!